This is Kansas Profile. I'm Ron Wilson, director of the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development at Kansas State University. Can we preserve and sustain rural culture? Can we educate about Kansas and network with rural communities? Can our communities build on the elements of rural culture to be the best that they can be? These are the goals of the Kansas Sampler Foundation, founded by rock star rural champion Marcy Penner in 1993 and continuing with new leadership in 2026. It's today's Kansas Profile. Marcy Penner loves rural Kansas. As we've described before, she grew up at Inman. She and her father, Mill, published a Kansas guidebook in 1990. That led to the creation of the nonprofit Kansas Sampler Foundation to provide people with a sample of things to see, do, hear, taste, buy, and learn in Kansas. Marcy, and Assistant Foundation Director Wendy Rose since 2006, led the organization to new heights. They launched the Kansas Sampler Festival, the Kansas Explorers Club, the Eight Wonders of Kansas, the Big Kansas Road Trip, the Kansas Guidebook for Explorers, the Big Rural Brainstorm, the We Can Movement, and more. Along the way, they initiated the Power Up Movement and the concept of Rural by Choice. In preparation for a second edition book, that being Kansas Guidebook 2, which was published in 2017, Penner visited every single one of the 626 cities in Kansas. Every single one. In December 2025, Penner transitioned to become the Foundation's Director Emeritus. The new Executive Director is the wonderful Simone Elder, who grew up at Atwood and now lives on a farm with her husband near Leota. Other new members of the Kansas Sampler Foundation leadership team include Monica Fry, the Explore Kansas Program Manager, and We Can Program Manager Carly Frederick, who provided this update. Frederick also has a deep commitment to rural life. She grew up on a farm near the rural community of Alden, population 122 people. Now that's rural. Frederick went to high school at Sterling, college at K-State, and worked in agribusiness before becoming director of the Rice County Community Foundation. She graduated from the Carl program. She would also earn a master's in leadership for rural sustainable development from the University of Belfast in Northern Ireland. It was a great experience, Frederick said. I got involved with the Kansas Sampler Foundation because they do a really good job of recognizing the doers in rural communities, Frederick said. Marcy brought me into the organization's support network, and it was a great fit to move into this position, she said. I love Marcy and Wendy and Simone, she said. The We Can Conference is held every other year. Frederick also produces the We Can Tidbits newsletter, distributed by email. In May 2026, the foundation launched a digital version of the guidebook. It is called the Online Kansas Guidebook and can be accessed at www.kansasguidebook.org. Those who join the Kansas Explorers Club have access to additional tools such as a customized trip planner. This draws on content from more than 5,000 places and more than 18,000 photos. We're in the process of visiting every town and county in Kansas to get updates, Frederick said. I got to travel with Marcy on one trip and see the Marcy magic firsthand, she said. Frederick sees the big picture of the Kansas Sampler Foundation's commitment to rural. It's not nostalgia about the old days of rural Kansas, Frederick said. We take a future-focused, positivity-focused approach to rural communities, she said. It's like the concept of neighborism, of being a good neighbor. I encourage people to start small, like having a potluck with the neighbors, and build the positive vibe in their communities, Frederick said. For more information, see www.kansasampler.org. Back to our original question, can we preserve and sustain rural culture? The Kansas Sampler Foundation is working to do so. We commend Marcy Penner, Wendy Rowe, Simone Elder, Monica Fry, Carly Frederick, the board members, and all those involved with the foundation for making a difference in rural Kansas. Can we help rural communities help themselves? We can. For the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development, this is Ron Wilson with Kansas Profile.